Welcome to RWA on XDC, where we teach you about the intersection of real-world assets and blockchain technology. Today's episode is about Euris, the digital euro, featuring Stasis. Today's guest, Alex Kors. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, Joshua. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so give a quick introduction of what Stasis is doing and about Euris and how that came about.
Right. I feel we should start with, you know, the origin of the naming. Why Stasis, right?
Yep.
Stasis refers to balancing, you know, various forces, not to reach this equilibrium, to keep something in one place, right? Despite shifting regulatory and economic environments, the assets we tokenize stay the same, the Stasis. So yeah, a tokenization platform. At least we started being like tokenization platform back in 2017, before this tokenization, or RWA war became a buzzword.
Yeah.
Or being a Web3 fintech company, simply put, we develop customer-friendly instruments to manage public blockchain, digital currencies, payments, settlements, e-commerce, DeFi, all of that with elegant simplicity. So our company issues and manages EURS, or Stasis Euro, which is the largest, most transparent and legal stablecoin with 4 strings of verification up to date and legally accessible in 175 countries, audited by the BDO. So all our assets, all the Stasis Euro assets, are backed on 1-to-1 basis with liquid euro balances or simple cash, and the reserves held with the Lithuanian Central Bank. Sorry for the lengthy intro, but it has to be so. We've been on the market for so many years. You know, the track record keeps getting very long. So I'll continue. Besides, Stasis Euro is one of the oldest stablecoins in the market. We launched it in 2018, and we're going to celebrate 6th anniversary very soon.
Okay.
And to date, we've been enjoying to actually inform the user base. We completed more than 6 billion worth of value transfer on-chain across the multiple blockchains. Yeah. So today, ERS supports 7 blockchains, and we're on a mission to add more. We're on an actual mission to, you know, bridge the 16 trillion euro economy and marry it with a blockchain.
Let me stop you there.
It's fine as a digital asset realm.
Let me stop you there. For the 7 different blockchains that the ERS is available on right now, could you list them? Do you know them offhand?
Yeah, I don't have to read it all. I remember this because, we start from ETH, which was an essential layer back then. Still, I would say that Ethereum enjoys the massive demand for ERS.
Later,
saw the demand in bull market for alternative layers because the fees skyrocketed. So we added Polygon, Algorand, XRPL, Stellar, Arbitrum, and XTC, the topic of our very discussion today.
Okay.
Yeah, let me give you the backbone idea of why we actually created ERS, right?
Yeah.
So Stasis Euro emerged from the recognition of the gap in the market, which existed back then and still exists. Yeah, for a reliable, transparent stablecoin, shortly after the era of ICO downfall. So unlike other stablecoins that are often pegged to US dollar, ERS provides the Euro-centric alternative, offering benefits in terms of currency stability and relevance to the European market. It's the second world's largest currency.
Let me stop you there. Is the reason for the Euris because of your guys's region of originality, or is it to compete with the dollar?
Both. So we don't like the dollar. Obviously, in crypto, 99% of trades they go in USD-backed stablecoins. We cannot change, but we see the opportunity in the market. Because a lot of, I would say, banks, analysts, companies estimate that euro as a currency in crypto is severely underrated. So we estimate a gap of 20, maybe 30x from now within the next 5, 10 years. And we forecasted that many years ago. We're still bullish in that. Yeah, we see the demand for non-USD solution is growing slowly but steadily. And we support this initiative.
Is there a big benefit to the end users versus using a USDT or USDC that's currently available on the market?
Yeah, when it comes to, let's say, something we call balanced currency, is truly vital for end user to have his currency representation on chain. People don't understand crypto because obviously United States dollar is a balanced currency. You don't have to actually hold your ass unless you want to experiment with FX trading. But it's something is important beyond that, because transparency is crucial factor in crypto. What other stablecoins? I just see that we have four streams of verification. We secured our commitment with BDO since the inception, and we'd be happy to provide a truly transparent stablecoin.
I mean, let's walk through the transparency steps for verification of the URIS.
The issuance of URIS is guided by a strict policy of transparency and regulatory compliance. You know that each Stisk token is paid by equivalent amount of euro cash. And these reserves maintain segregated accounts and regularly audited by reputable company. So all the reserves held at 100% liquid euro balances or cash matched, right? The partner institutions, the Stasis Foundation members voted for. And we've determined to structure them in such a way to keep, safe as possible. Because there's a lot of further mark when some company wants to relocate it part of funds into something different than just cash. So we decided to be 100% transparent and everything available on the website. You can go to stasis.net/transparency/section. You can see daily statements, and we're open to community discuss them, of course. So on-chain info on URIS circulation is also available there. Yeah, it's real-time. You can see for yourself. Breakdown by cell blockchains, breakdown by fiat allocation.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the verification letters from, would it be a regulatory framework that would sign off on these verification measures? Do you have them actual documents on the website?
Now, operating in Eurozone requires quite a rigorous compliance with some of the world's most advanced, say, legal frameworks, which last. So we actively engage with these bodies to ensure that our practices not only meet up, but sometimes exceed expectations. So commitment to legal compliance helps protect users and provides a stable foundation for the operation, allowing us to innovate while adhering to high standards of corporate governance and customer protection. I just see that URIS is regulated in Eurozone, and we received legal opinions from the US, UK, and Lithuania, even Switzerland. And you can use it legally in 175 countries. The actual licensing status right now is being updated. As you know, there's a micro-regulation coming in Europe. It's going to be live in July this year. So we've been preparing in advance. We've been operating under EFA license in order to get to the next step. And I would say in Eurozone, there is a dozen of companies producing nearly the same product. And of course, the new framework poses challenges they have to overcome in order to continue their operation. And like always, we've been preparing in advance to be compliant and to provide the best services to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, now that was the next thing I wanted to go into, is what was the original vision for the URIS as a real-world asset within the blockchain industry?
Right. So our vision for URIS was quite simple. To see it recognized as a definitive, blockchain-based representation of fiat euro that not only serves as a leading euro stablecoin, right, dominates the era, but supports and enhances the liquidity of real-world asset, the real euro. This involves enabling secure, transparent, and rapid transactions across a multitude of wallets, exchange services, financial instruments, directly on the blockchain. So think of it as a crypto euro. Right? If you're on chain, your balance sheet currency, they mentioned, it's very different thing from what we call CBDC right now. Because there's a lot of questions. We often face questions like Twitter Spaces about that. We see the rise of RWA projects and often partner with trusted platforms to broaden the network, to find another utility, say open the box of stablecoin use cases. And we're happy to, of course, forge more connections. So the introduction of CBDCs, which might be a later question, also known as a digital euro, could potentially have an impact on privately issued stablecoins like ours that are backed to the value of euro. But we do not see this as a competition. It's different use case, different technology, and different applications.
When you look at the euros as an internet money, why did you guys choose to adopt the XDC blockchain?
Right. So we support the multitude of blockchains when it comes to access to network. Euros is positioned, you know, to redefine this part of internet money in the Eurozone and beyond by offering unprecedented transaction speed and minimal fees, which is important, which we faced last bull run when you had to pay, say, 120 bucks for a 100 bucks transaction, right?
Yeah.
So acceptable to achieve the global adoption. Same goes for Eurozone. So XDC Network's hybrid blockchain architecture provides the very decent environment for ERAS to thrive. This strategic integration ensures that ERAS can serve as a robust medium of exchange, the store of value, facilitating a seamless economical transfer of digital funds globally. So imagine that we stand at the crossroads of two worlds, seamlessly integrating the domains of crypto, you know, and conventional banking. So the ERAS stablecoin is the cornerstone of the network we provide. We call that ERAS networks. Think about it as a Silvergate bank network, but for Eurozone. Yeah. It's an integrated ecosystem that encompasses, you know, different exchanges, financial services, crypto wallets. And this network is intricately designed to provide users and companies with a comprehensive suite of tools.
Do you consider the difference between using a blockchain like Ethereum versus using the XDC blockchain? Do you consider the pricing difference for transactions to be more beneficial on the XDC blockchain? You mentioned an Ethereum transaction during the last bull cycle was close to $100 to send a transaction on Ethereum, whereas using the XDC blockchain, it would have been a fraction of a penny to send any amount of euros around the globe.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, I was watching some interview. I will not mention the project, of course, but it's the leading stablecoin. Let's leave it there. So how did they manage to conquer the world? By actually supporting the very cheap network we did not support right now. Yeah. But they supported it and they made it available for emerging regions, right? Where you pay like a fraction of a cent or 1 cent for transaction. And that matters to people who, you know, have less paychecks than in Europe or, you know, leading countries like United States. They cannot afford themselves to pay, let's see, 10 bucks for transactions.
Yeah, just it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, right? So the key to global adoption is, of course, making everything affordable and easy to use. And of course, marketing also helps. So when it comes to XDC, we are happy to support Alternative Layer, which has a great community, supportive projects, and all world product foundation that helped us in the way.
Now, do you guys have your own bridges, or do you have any partners that give you the ability to bridge between different blockchains?
Oh, yeah. That's the very topic I wanted to actually hint later, but, you know, I mentioned that our approach to multi-blockchain compatibility shows that ERAS can be widely adopted across various blockchain ecosystems. Yeah. So only authors, liquidity and usability, but also simplifies the process for users and companies. So we enabled easy on-off-ramping for digital currencies on the major blockchains. But the next, very next step we want to make is, of course, to help people bridge the assets. So we used to put our mission like a bridge between the TradFi and DeFi. Right now, we're making another step forward by launching a very special technology, a functionality designed to enhance blockchain interoperability and interaction with ERAS. Yeah, so we just call it simply the Stasis Bridge. Has been envisioned to transform the exchangeability of the largest euro stablecoin. for wide-spectrum blockchain environments. This tool is designed to facilitate seamless transaction of ERAS across 7 major blockchains and to enhance liquidity, proof cross-chain utility, and open new avenues for users and investors worldwide. Well, that's quite a bit, but simply put, it ensures safe, efficient transfer of ERAS tokens between the blockchains. You can simply deposit ERAS on the origin blockchain and the bridge issues an equivalent amount of the targeted blockchain. So the bridge will simply the process of using ERAS across various platforms, leading to increased adoption of the stablecoin in every transaction and financial services. At least that's what we're striving for.
So could you tell the listeners where they could go and experience the Stasis Bridge? Is it live now? Will it be live later this year? Where are you guys at on the timeline of development there?
All right. We're happy to confirm that all the internal tests have been positive, and we're launching it very soon. It's like on the back end, but we're going to introduce this with a special article and social media announcements very soon, and we'll help users to actually experience that. I would say within coming days, it's going to be live, announced, and pitched to the media. So the user base will be happy to finally see the confirmation.
Okay.
We'll learn more about Stasis Bridge. Just visit the official website, stasis.net, to see a new and shiny section called Stasis Bridge up there.
Now, I'm also a partner of Wanchain. Do you guys have any relationship with Wanchain using their bridges to go cross-chain?
You know, Joshua, we've been contacted by a lot of companies to actually help us, you know, strive and speed up the development or utilize their own solution. And we kind of reject that because we had this very idea in mind for quite a while. Yeah. But because our team is, you know, quite busy with other developments, we have infrastructure to support. It was delayed.
Okay.
But we always considered our own solution, I guess, the best way around. Yeah. Let me tell you something about stablecoin wallet we have. It's a complementary solution, but we utilize it for internal services. We have a wallet called Stasis Wallet. That's simple. Its main features, of course, to, you know, being able to send currencies without the need to hold ETH. You just have your stablecoins in the account, your ERAS tokens, and you pay with it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, is that available on Android and iPhone right now?
Yes, both Androids and iOS have been available since 2018. You know, the reason why we actually created it, because we developed ERAS and we searched for a wallet application that would allow users to transact between digital assets with a simple, easy-to-use interface. And we couldn't find one back then, so we created our own solution.
Okay, that's cool. Now, do you guys also have a desktop wallet application?
No, not at the moment, because we're for mobile versions.
Mobile, yep. Mobile payments is key right now.
But you can our services from the desktop. Yeah. I mean, client server. When you want to register with us and kickstart the process, you can both do the mobile, desktop, whatever you want.
When it comes to Web3 tools and developments, whether it be partnerships or internal applications that you guys are building out, what does it look like for the next 6 months to a year for ERAS when it comes to developments?
That's a pretty tough question, because the Stasis Bridge is one of the greatest milestones this year for us to announce.
Okay. Next,
yeah, there's another, I think we're going to unveil very soon. I can hit it right now. That's a card support, because for now, we support a SIPA, Sweep Network for users to buy our stablecoins. You can do it in DeFi, secondary markets, or actually go straight to the source, our website, you buy it there. But, you know, to achieve adoption, of course, you have to support more payment options. We're going to introduce card payments next. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, as I mentioned, we strive to add more blockchains, because it's not just the technology or the transaction capacity or the speed of transfer or the fees. With every blockchain comes its unique user base, community, and we love that. And of course, the set of projects, you meet new great people that help you on your way to, you know, get more industry experience or deal with something else. So it's great to forge more connections, add blockchains, I can actually confirm it now where we go next, but I'm pretty sure we're going to introduce two or three new blockchains just this year.
When it comes to on-ramps and off-ramps of using the Eurus, could you walk us through what that looks like, for both from a development standpoint and an end-user standpoint?
Right. When you register with us, direct on status.net, you enter a client server and you've been integrated with a very specific service called SCB. It's a great part of ours, and it enjoys zero block transaction of the years. 5 years of operation, zero issue with the banks. And it's very important in our age of crypto, where, you know, banking transfers being rejected, things like that. I mean, it was still pretty long from real crypto adoption. So this simplifies it. With us, you have no worry about whether your, you know, bank transfer will be banned or delayed or rejected. No chance. It's going to be all smooth all the way through. So you register with us, you enter services, you commit to KYC. Of course, there's something needed in our digital age. And we onboard the user within 24 hours. We onboard companies within 2 business days. After that, you make test transaction and you buy stablecoins, which we mint. So SCB is not an actual exchange. It's rather your gateway in and out of crypto. Let's do that. I'm happy to say that, you know, we used to subsidize transaction fees back in the days. Then we, you know, we thought our business model, we start to take fees because we need to make money somehow. Yeah, it's one of our streams, but not all the user base, you know, took it lightly. So we now run a special promotion, actually been running for several months, and has been designed to cut the fees drastically. So on ETH, we cut it tenfold. It'd be 10 euro for transaction instead of 100. On other blockchains, we cut it to 0. And we got very positive response to that. After that, after you register with us, and of course, utilize your client server, there are 3 different layers. You can have standard or advanced or live verification. And I would say we have introduced a very special feature called instant verification. If you want just to route with the platform, but do not want to, go through KYC process, you can register with the mobile phone and your email, and that's it.
Okay.
Welcome to buy up to 1,000 euros per month. That's the limit, but that's hassle-free.
Right. And
the very step we've taken to actually, you know, make crypto adoption closer, because we realize in our age of regulatory frameworks, you cannot be, you know, 100% non-custodial, but we're doing our best to stay compliant and offer a better service to the clients.
Do you guys have any card options to spend Eurus? If you walk into a store, is there a way to spend Eurus to buy your dinner for your family?
Yes, indeed we have. We've been working with a number of companies of the years. Let's say Wirex is an esteemed partner of ours. And we have Holy Hallet, another European company. And you can just top up those cards and you can seamlessly pay US for your dinner, for your real-time life spendings, for your casual needs.
So okay.
We always try to invent more use cases. Say, we used to part with a company just to pay for your utility bills. Yeah. And we pioneered this use case back in 2018, where we had a partnership with a company. It's now out of operation, but still. And it enabled payments for European workers in US. Back then, it was quite a pioneering use case. And we continuously want to enhance US accessibility and utility. So we partner with different crypto marketplaces, not just utilize the stablecoin for remittance or DeFi. We also unraveling the NFT use case, the gamify use case. A lot of people, they want a reliable medium of exchange in gaming industry on the blockchain. And we're exploring that domain as well.
You mentioned DeFi for Eurus. Is there any specific use case for Eurus and DeFi within the XDC network? Could you speak on that a little bit, and any potential partners that you guys have within the XDC ecosystem?
Sure. That's a great question because ERAS ensures quite a demand on DeFi, right? So we pioneered the largest ERAS pool on Curve, right? That's the major ecosystem many years ago. So I would say decentralized finance was one of the crucial factors that helped us to boost our reserves on the last bull run. So we're bullish for DeFi and decentralized finance to propel us further later on.
Okay.
Well, by facilitating these smooth and stable transactions, ERAS enhances functionality of many DeFi platforms. We enable a lot of use cases, starting from staking to getting yield on derivatives or complex financial products in this area. And when it comes to DeFi and XDC, there is a burgeoning field we want to explore. Yeah. Right now, we've been very happy to partner with some companies on XDC Network. And I'm happy to tell that there's XSwap, there's WeFi, there's Comtech Gold, PLI Oracle Company, Tension Wallet. Yeah, so there is a DeFi swap company, there is financial products on the DeFi, and Comtech Gold is a gold tokenization platform, PLI Oracle. Thank you, guys. You've been very helpful and fast to establish an Oracle for ERAS on XDC, Tension Wallet, and another great wallet on XDC Network. And happy to unveil a few new partners we'll be meeting shortly. So Fathom, a new DeFi use case, and create a platform. We've been in discussion for a while, and happy to launch a pool with ERAS very soon. And there's
okay.
A layer to finance and refi projects pioneering this learn-to-earn model. So I'll be happy to unveil it hopefully in April, maybe later.
Okay.
And yeah, we're actually making some strides in XDC as still an emerging ecosystem. We cannot compare it to a larger ecosystem, but I see that Steam is doing the right moves. They're making XDC 2.0. Yeah, having a larger feedback from global community, more adoption, and of course, more eyeballs on them. And there is a very strong support from the foundation at large and Mr. Ritesh Kakkad in particular. So I just wanted to say thank you. Yeah. So therefore, I invite CEOs and projects to become a part of our network and to get in contact with us.
If they wanted to get in contact with you guys, what do you feel is the best medium of communication?
Right. So, of course, we have a website, which we have redesigned recently. I invite you to go to stasis.net, explore it, ask great visuals, and a lot of up-to-date info on Stasis and ERAS. So there is a product section, there is a ecosystem page, there is, of course, will be a bridge section. And the blog, you're welcome to explore, to read about a lengthy path in crypto. We used to have the Medium, we still maintain the Medium channel, but up-to-date info is on the website. So we have over 100 of articles, I believe, about our path, the network, the connections we made. It's very interesting. So you're happy to drop up a message right there through the website form, or you can go directly to the socials. We have a large community on Twitter. We have a Telegram, Discord, of course, and you could drop a message there. We're happy to help you with you having troubles or issues with our account, or you want to learn more about what we do. We have a YouTube channel, of course. We drop some, you know, more industry-related videos there. We have a LinkedIn page with more substantial announcements.
When it comes to other Euro-backed stablecoins that are available on the market, what are the biggest differences? How do you guys compare to what else is offered on the market currently?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. There's a dozen of competitors in the market. But, you know, we've been in this field for many years. We have the experience, the expertise, and a great team that helped us to navigate in this field. I would not fight any other projects. I think that at the end of the day, customer wins. So the more projects in this field, the better. Yeah. But we happy to see more competitors, because it's a natural recognition that, you know, not just Europe, but maybe the world is more Euro stablecoins. And it's great. There are different models. You know, there are four different models of stablecoins at large. So all the Euro stablecoins, they're a bit different when you delve deeper into the details and also our user base. So we're staying ahead of the curve by, of course, complying with the regulation, by establishing the best multi-blockchain support, best enough wrapping support, by trying to do the best marketing, and of course, communicating actively with our ecosystem partners from different blockchains. We do not see that sometimes better or worse, but we try to emphasize the best features of each ecosystem. And we 100% transparent. I would say transparency and forward education streams is the cornerstone of what we do. It's our best features, unmatched. Not any euro stable coins, can actually boast this kind of verification or having the central bank account, which we have, or plenty of features. You're welcome to explore, ask us some tough questions. And yes, I think that we can actually bring here the analogy of internet companies, the dot-com bubble 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Thousands of companies tried to capitalize an opportunity. Then at the day, very few remain. Or we can go deeper into the history, like 100 years back, and we see many car manufacturers. Yeah, they tried to compete with each other, or other things in mind. So, and then at the day, after years and decades, we see that many competitors and respected car or internet companies feel they go away, washed away.
They come and go, right.
Right, they close the shop because they're not able to sustain the competition. On the best will survive. The same will happen with the stablecoin issuers, I think. At the end of the day, we cannot say actually when, but the toughest will survive and be the largest, broadly recognized stablecoin issuers. And we try to, stay the best. There'll be CBDC, there'll be privately issued stablecoin sector, which will thrive. And it will be more, banking integration with stablecoins, because CBDC is different use case, privately issued stablecoins different. With us, you can open an account, and if you have supported documentation, you can on and on of ramp sit and mill it with that credit for hours. There is no actual threshold on that. When it comes to CBDC, Eurozones can be limited up to 3,000, as we know for now, per account. So it's designed to actually replace your metal coins or small change, a different use case and different technology. We're in open technology and multi-blockchain. You can experiment with the DeFi and, of course, with a blend for all other features we just mentioned in this interview.
All right, great. Well, this has been Euris, the digital euro, on RWA on XDC. Thank you for being here, brother.
Thanks, Joshua. That was my pleasure. GoldenStasis.net, subscribe to our socials. Feel free to explore, ask us tough questions. We're happy to support you and, enable this smooth journey in crypto, this volatile seas of digital asset field. Stay safe. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.